That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You know what I love to do? Stay hydrated. And I stay hydrated with Liquid IV. Listen, whether you're trying to improve your health, hydration is a great place to start. And Liquid IV is a hydration brand that fuels your well-being. I cannot tell you. I take one of these bad boys right after I get off stage. Sometimes I mix it in my drink while I'm going on stage, and it is just so amazing. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco. You know I love a Costco. Or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code ABSOLUTELY at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code ABSOLUTELY at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How the hell are you? Hope you're having a beautiful week. It is great. It is hot. It is summer. We are in the thick of it. It's really interesting. Like all of a sudden, you know, we were in the spring and now it's 98 degrees out and I love it. I love it. I can't wait to be sitting on my nougat colored leather seats. Audi calls it nougat. I said, we could have gone any other name, Nutella, chocolate creme, you know, anything, but they went with nougat. It just not great branding on their part, but I plan on having those seat coolers. You know, that was my non-negotiable. When I got my car, I said, non-negotiable. You better believe if I don't get a cool blast of AC directly to the labia, I will not be comfortable all summer. And if you live anywhere that's as hot as Atlanta, you'll know. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. When people get offended, they're like, oh, you know, oh, hot Atlanta. We can't call it hot Atlanta. It's fucking hot. You know, the streets are hot. The vibes are hot. The food is spicy. So yeah, we can call it hot Atlanta because it is fucking hot. But we're in the thick of summer. Pool is open. We did a little zhuzh in the backyard. Jeff is the pool cover Nazi, if you will. He's insane. He refuses to allow anyone to sit on any of the outdoor furniture without immediately covering it with its proper cover. We have been in a World War III fight about it. I said, Jeff, I feel like you just leave the stuff uncovered for this summer. You know, obviously, if you know a storm's brewing, go ahead and put it on. But what are we doing here? Jeff's like, if it's gonna rain today, cover the shit. And I'm like, can we just like chill? Low energy vibes. Can we chill? He's out there literally. He even sees so much as a shadow of a cloud and he's out there covering the pool furniture. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's all weather resistant. But anyways, I digress. So there are battles in your marriage you just have to pick. And sometimes picking at those with Jeff is like, you know, you slowly have a sunburn that's peeling and you just got to get your little finger underneath it. And once that big flake of skin starts rolling off, you're like, here we go, brother. Tonight's going to be a long night. No, I'm kidding. I don't like to fight. I'm not a fighter. Never have been. I don't understand people who like love to argue. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, are you having a good time? Are you having a good time being right? I know I'm right 90% of the time, but I am not one of those people. I don't have to be right. Some people like can't put their head down at night unless they know they're right. I'm like, all right, My bad, I fucked up. Do you enjoy being right? Do you enjoy, you know, the only thing that's right about you right now is you're an asshole. And I'm not referencing my husband. I'm just having a fake conversation with, you know, those people that have to be right. You know what I mean? You always know you have that one friend in the group who's like, who starts clapping. But what are the facts though? What are the facts? And you're like, the fact is, Michelle, you have a drinking problem and have for a while. You know what I mean? Everybody has that one friend. What are the facts though? They just start clapping and you're like, listen, we're in an Applebee's right now outside the mall because it was the only thing that was open, you know, late. And I just feel like this poor woman who's making $11 an hour, like what, why are we yelling at her? You know what I mean? She said, I wouldn't get the Pinot Noir. It's shitty. And you got it. And now you two are clapping off at each other. Like, what are the facts? The facts are she told you the Pinot Noir was subpar. You still ordered it because you're a cunt. And now you're both clapping at each other. Like, what are the facts? The facts are we shouldn't have been at the Applebee's in the first place. But you refuse to do online shopping because you have to go in there and touch it and feel it. I don't know how to tell you this, but like Pottery Barn is a solid company. I know you had to go to the Pottery Barn at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night at the mall, mother, so you could touch the dresser. You know what I do? I go online and I read the reviews. 5-star, you know, even one person could write, yeah, I put a water glass on the new dresser and it left a ring. And I go, we'll cover it up. We'll put a picture there, a plant. I'm not worried about it. Like my expectations right now for online shopping are so low. Anything can be returned or dragged in the yard and set on fire. You know what I mean? And that's me reenacting, you know, one of the conversations I might have with somebody in my life. You know, I've never understood that. I gotta be right. Admit you're wrong. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't care who's right and who's wrong. Everybody's an asshole. That is what it comes down to. Oh my God, what a friggin' wow. My brain just went, like it just popped. My brain just had like, that was kind of like a clairvoyant, a clarity, if you will. Clairvoyance, not the right word. That was just a realization, a head orgasm. I don't care who's right. You're all assholes. Now, I feel like half my friends say that to their children. You guys are arguing over a Nerf gun right now. I don't care who's right. You're all assholes. That's what I'm just starting saying to everybody in my family. Oh, okay. All right. Who left the milk out last night? You're all assholes. And then just walking away. You know what I mean? Because listen, the seasons are changing. It's hot. It's going to be 98 degrees across the world. And so everyone's going to be a little extra testier. You know, the seasonal depression didn't already get us. Now it's the heat. The heat makes everybody a little moody, a little sweaty, more hungry than usual. I never lose my appetite in the summer. People are like, it's hot. I eat less. I'll just have some gazpacho. Oh, are you going to eat gazpacho? No, that's insane. It's cold soup. Have a smoothie. My God. Has no protein in it anyways. You know what I mean? You should have had a V8. You should have. It's the same fucking thing. You see, because I upgraded and I got cooled air-conditioned seats in my Audi that I lease. So I can eat baby back ribs in my car and stay chill. So anyways, if you're arguing with anybody, and I'm not saying that we should just go out and start fights, but you know that one friend who loves to start a fight or it's like they have to be right. And it's exhausting. And, you know, there are probably plenty of times in my life where I should maybe fight harder. And I just go, ugh. Like, it gives me a bad taste. The people who always have to be like, this is it. But what are the facts? The facts are, I'm tired. You're tired. Both of our blood sugars are low. Can we have a glass of Pinot Noir at this Applebee's? We know it's going to be trash. Maybe we should have stuck to the domestic lights. I don't know. But we know the tater tots are going to be fire and the boneless buffalo wings will melt in your mouth. I am exhausted, okay? I would like to have a cocktail and then go home and watch The Housewives. Those are the facts, actually. That's actually the fucking facts. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. Listen, I love Squarespace. I use it to build my website. I cannot tell you guys this enough. Squarespace is such a freaking no-brainer. You know what I mean? I feel like we get ahead of ourselves and we're like, oh, I want to build this business, or I want to start my blog, or I want to do all this shit, but then I don't know how to build a website. And then we get nervous to ask for help and all this shit. Listen, we can do it for ourselves, because if you use Squarespace, it literally is an all-in-one platform where everything is there. So don't be intimidated by this. They've got e-commerce. They've got video blogs, connected social media accounts. Say you got a Twitter, say you got an Instagram, say you got a TikTok. You can put it all there on the page. You own all of the content you put up on Squarespace platform. So that is a huge deal, right? You're not like selling your shit to somebody else. They have traffic overviews, so you can see how many visits you're getting, where your visitors are coming from, page view trends over time. They have email campaigns, blogging tools, analytics, yada, 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 anything you can imagine, they have it there. I friggin' love Squarespace. This is such a no-brainer. Here's the deal. Head to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, you got to go to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You know what I love for a snack? Angie's Boom Chicka Pop Popcorn brings you a boom of bold, craveable flavor. I love Angie's, okay? It's freaking delicious. Angie's Boom Chicka Pop, it's just one of those things where you're like, damn, I didn't know I needed this till I needed this. And then you get it and you're like, this is the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life. What I love, they've got everything, okay? They got multi-pack, seasonal popcorn, ready-to-eat popcorn. I personally love the white cheddar popcorn. It just sets my taste buds on fire. They also got a cheddar cheese, real butter. They've got caramel and cheddar popcorn mix. Maybe you want a little sweet, a little salty. They got a dark chocolate kettle corn. They got the light kettle corn. It's sweet and salty kettle corn. Dude, they're messing it up in the best way with the kettle corn. Okay, I love Angie's. I've done commercials for them before. It's a product that I genuinely always have in a bowl at my house. When you come over, I got whatever flavor you want. It's also gluten-free, 100% whole grain, GMO verified, no high fructose corn syrup, vegan, zero cholesterol per serving, kosher dairy, and no artificial preservatives. I love it. They're amazing. You can try Angie's Boom Chicka Pop for yourself by visiting boomchickapop.com. Again, that is Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. Go to their website, www.boomchickapop.com. You're going to love it. It's friggin' great. Also, it's just a healthy snack to reach for, grab something, crunch, munch, get that flavor without the added bullshit that's in so many of the snacks out there. You love it for your kids. You love it for yourself. Try Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. Anyways, the facts are also, I threw out my back, y'all. So I've been having a little back issue, and I'm not here, not a woe is me. I don't want any sympathy. This has been a real life lesson. I'm really just spitting the facts with the life lessons this week. So I've been seeing my chiropractor, shout out to Dr. Malucci, love them, because I have sciatica, and because of the way I perform and I'm all over the road and I'm very physical on stage, and then I sit in an airplane seat 6 times a week. I'm just doing a lot on my body. I'm slinging bags, slinging merch. There's a lot going on. So I've been seeing the chiropractor, was feeling good. I was getting out of a Uber at LaGuardia, and I just twisted weird. Like, it's just one of those things. Over 36, if you sneeze, if you cough, if you fart, you can literally, that's it. Your back goes out. And my back just seized up. It was like the muscles were so tight, and it just sent like almost kind of like a shooting pain at my spine. And I was getting out of the Uber, and I just grabbed onto the side of this like Yukon Denali. And I'm like, I'm not okay. And I'm by myself. And the poor Bangladeshi guy who's helping me get out, he's like, are you all right? And I'm like, just help me over to the sky cap. Simultaneously, there are two sprinter vans of K-pop stars. I didn't know which band it was. It wasn't BTS. I don't know who the band was, but they were very famous. All of a sudden, so my back is in full spasm, all right? I am clutching to my pearls. I am holding on for dear life. I have my away suitcases. Literally, my knuckles are turning blue because I am doing everything in my power to hold myself upright. And I look over and I just feel flashing like lights, right? And I look over and the two Mercedes blacked out Sprinter vans of K-pop stars get out at the exact same time. And it's Saturday at like 2:00. There's no one at the airport. It's very eerie. So it's paparazzi taking photos of all these K-pop stars. And I've got to find the photo because I know I'm in the back of them, literally with like my tchotchke stickers all over my away suitcases. And I am just hunched over, gripping onto a poor Uber driver and a poor Delta Skycap for dear life. And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, who are those guys? I think they're Korean. So first of all, shout out to the production team for whatever K-pop stars those were. And I knew they were Korean. Okay. So I don't want somebody saying like, how did you know they weren't Japanese? I saw a Korean passport. We went together through TSA together. Everybody fucking relax. All right. Hey, guess what? Been to Korea. Thank you. Anyways, most well-oiled machine I've ever seen. Everybody got off. They were in like cool joggers, like very cool sweatsuits. Probably should send them some Mr. Eatwell stuff. Very cool sweatsuits. They got off. They had like 6 handlers. 2 people spoke Korean. 3 like giant, huge black bodyguards, like not fucking around. I'm talking former Navy SEALs. These guys were like packing heat in the front, in the back, and the everything. And so I'm like hobbling up to TSA, but by the time I get up there, it's just, it's the K-pop stars, the translators, the hot, sexy, I'm talking Michael B. Jordan level hot, would absolutely have a gangbang with all of these hot, sexy security guards and me. And I'm like, got my carry-on and my L.L. Bean tote. And I'm like hobbling and I go, ma'am, I can't put this bag up. And you already know at LaGuardia TSA, they're like, take out everything, you know, just screaming. And there's nobody there. It's just 7 K-pop stars, 25 security guards, more paparazzi are following us up, and it's me. And then I get in and I get to the Sky Club and I just mosey my way up to the bar and I go, white wine. Because you know, I have a signal, okay? I have a signal. You flash the W, you make a W with your fingers. If you flash that at anybody who works in the Delta Sky Club, they know what that means. That means a white woman is panicking and she needs a white wine. So I'm like, white wine. So somebody rushes me over a white wine. I can't sit, I can't stand. It's just like the entire back. It's almost like with your muscles. Like if you were to get a Charlie horse, that's the best way to describe it. A Charlie horse in the middle of your back and it's the muscles that run completely across it. So then at this point, Chris is arriving, Ray is arriving, and I'm like, guys, I'm out. Like, I can't, what am I gonna do? I'm seizing. The white wine is not hit. I am frantically searching for a loose pill in my bag, like Lisa Rinna. You know, I always carry around a Ziploc just full of fucking uppers, downers, allergy, UTI. I mean, you could have gangrene, syphilis, acid reflux, or hell, just a common cold, and your girl's got something to throw at the problem. So long story short, I'm like, all right, I can probably walk. Because sometimes when your back seizes up, walking's the best thing. It's sitting that really sends you in a downward spiral. So I realized, though, that if you've been to the new expansion of LaGuardia, I was flying out of the gate that was at the oldest part of LaGuardia. All right, so the new Delta Terminal, fucking stunning, gorgeous, chef's kiss. They did a great job. Well, I got to go to 67. I'm by 90. They're like, it's a 15, 20-minute walk. So Chris asked, you know, somebody in the Sky Club, can we ride on the golf cart? They're like, ugh, it's too far. We've already got it rented out, if you will. We could get a wheelchair assistance. Y'all, when I tell you, the gentleman that they sent to haul my fat ass through LaGuardia after I had just been basically, you know, paparazzi'd by K-pop fans, they sent this man was, I would say, you know, 6'1", didn't weigh over 90 pounds. And that's not on his fault. You know, he may have actually had some sort of nutrition deficiency. And this guy rolls up and I know he took one look at me and said, she's heavy. I know he did. I'm dense. You know, I've had doctors in my life say, wow, you carry your weight well. I do. It's unassuming, but I'll tell you what, he locked eyes with me. He didn't even have to say anything. I looked at him. He looked at me. And I said, sweetie, I know my back's broken, but yours is about to be broken too. I said, let Ray push me. Let Chris. Let one of these other beefy boys. And the guy was like, no, ma'am. Like, I have to push you. And I was like, go with God. You know, of course, I tipped him handsomely, but I said, go with God. I mean, this guy, God bless him, you know, slender Filipino man, he must have been 90 pounds. And every bump we hit, we're on our journey and I'm mortified. I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. Because there's no real more humiliating, humbling moment than like when you're immobile. You know, I know a lot of ladies, when you're giving birth, you're like, my parts are spread open. I cannot hide anything. I can't do anything right now, but get this fucking baby out. And I'm not comparing my back going out to child labor. Please, by all means, I'm not doing that. But like being immobile or like being in a situation where you're like, I need help. I don't ask for help a lot. I ask for help, like, can you read this email and tell me if it makes me sound professional or not? I do that quite often. And Jeff's like, first of all, Heather, you attached a photo of our dogs. Your salutation was Xanax and kitten kitty queefs. This is, who are you sending this to? I'm like, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And he's like, why do you have his email? I'm like, because don't ask, but I need him to look at this and tell me if this is eczema or if it's just like an ingrown hair in my crotch. And Jeff's like, this is inappropriate. This is absolutely inappropriate. I do sign some of my emails, cupcakes and kitty queefs. Because you know what? Makes you want to open all of them. You know, and I add a little photos, add a little kiss, a little emoji. It's great. Never spell check. I don't care. So all I know, you know, obviously if, you know, a judge or a mayor or maybe, you know, a lieutenant governor or somebody who's like, a green beret ever emails me, I will absolutely spell check and lock it up. I will try and seem a lot more educated, professional per se. But when it's just day to day, I'm bebopping through my agents, branding deals, bada bop. You know what I mean? It's XOXO kitty queefs. And they get it. You understand it. I know it. If you don't know what that reference is, my name's Heathcat. And sometimes she queefs, you know, and that's where I'm at. So got all the way to Pittsburgh, called my girlfriend, Dr. Carolyn Platt Lucas, and she told me some stretches. We icy hotted. We bought a Hypervolt at the Target in Pittsburgh, and I run in there. I roll in, and the Yinzers are giving me, I mean, they're just giving me everything. Y'all held me up. I was wheeled on stage. I got up. Somehow the adrenaline of the show just like kicked in, and once I started getting super fucking sweaty, it really helped me do the show. And then I had to be carted off in a wheelchair. I took a muscle relaxer. I don't know if y'all taking one of those in a minute, but let me tell you what. She was relaxed. You know what I'm saying? Want to smell better naked? Let's face it. Our underarms aren't the only place we have odor. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond. Now, if you've ever seen me on stage, you know that I sweat like an absolute Arkansas hog hanging out in the August heat, okay? And I got sent this Lumi, and I was like, okay, let's see if it actually works. And it's friggin' awesome. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who discovered and proved in clinical testing that the vagina is not to blame for day-to-day odor below the belt. So she developed Lumi, a uniquely formulated pH-balanced deodorant. It's aluminum-free, skin-safe, clinically proven to control odor up to 72 hours. And new customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code ABSOLUTELY at LumiDeodorant.com. This is why we love it, okay? So it's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. Also, you gotta love if it's made by an OBGYN because they know they're not gonna chalk it full with a bunch of shit that's gonna clog your pores and make you sick. And everybody knows that there's a direct correlation between like aluminum deodorants and breast cancer. Well, this is the best thing. This is aluminum-free, baking soda-free, and paraben-free. It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt. And you can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut, which is my favorite. Again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ABSOLUTELY at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code ABSOLUTELY. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com and use code ABSOLUTELY. But I'll tell you this right now. I've done enough research on dog food to know that Farmer's Dog is the friggin' best. It's what I give my angels, my babies, my little love muffins, okay? All of our French Bulldogs eat Farmer's Dog, and it is the tits because it is good, it is healthy, it is fresh, real healthy food with whole meat and veggies, gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. I also love that it's personalized. Like rigatoni doesn't do well with chicken. You give him chicken, it doesn't settle well in his little rummy tum. So you know what I can do? I can go on the website. I can personalize. All right. My boy only likes pork and beef and lamb. And so I can make sure that I'm giving him exactly what he likes. Also, it's pre-proportioned. Okay. The meals arrive in pre-proportioned, ready to serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. So if I know I'm going to be out of town, I can go online and say, hey, don't deliver something for a week because I'm not going to be there to receive it. Or I say, hey, this little guy's been a little extra hungry. Let's double it up. It's convenient and fresh. People all across the country have ordered millions of meals from Farmer's Dog, and it's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. I love Farmer's Dog. My vet gave it a huge 2 thumbs up sign of approval and said, rigatoni is so healthy. Macaroni just started on it because she's now out of the puppy phase. She freaking loves it. They have beautiful coats. They're feeling good. They're feeling frisky. We love it. Get 50% off your first fresh box of healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog, T-H-E, so thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. Now, back to the podcast. Hey. Big shout out to the people who were at the shows this past weekend. New Jersey brought it. So much fun. And Pittsburgh, what a fun audience. So, so great. I had a blast. And to all of my fans from Pittsburgh, I want you to know I was just as confused as you were. We performed at a place that had Carnegie in the name. So I initially, of course, thought, well, higher education. I'm going to be performing at Carnegie Mellon, this incredible, basically Ivy League school. Like this is, you know, this is what dreams are made of. And we were performing at essentially the old YMCA that Mr. Carnegie, or as I learned, the Pittsburghians call him Mr. Carnegie, but I'm going to stick with Carnegie. Mr. Carnegie built this place that I performed at. It was a really old historic theater, but it was connected to like essentially a YMCA for steelworkers back in the day. Place was totally fucking haunted. The seats were being held on together by duct tape. You had to walk 10 miles through a library to get your barefoot wine. I mean, it was wild, but it was great. And we laughed and we had such a good time. And I really genuinely want to thank the people of Pittsburgh for being so kind and so patient with me. I had to grab the table a couple times and get my bearings, but you guys were awesome and just fucking brought it. And big shout out to the Rooney family, Gus Dellers. I'll meet you downtown. I asked Jeff, I said, Jeff, are we allowed to be Steelers fans? Because they brought me some Steelers gear. You know, they're the owners of the team. He said, fuck yeah, we can be Steelers fans. You know, because once you get up in the Northeast, everybody gets weird about it. You know, Jeff's a Penn State fan, but he's also a New York Giants fan, and I'm a Falcons fan. I like the Steelers. I think the Steelers are fun. I like Yinzers, which is the name for kind of, you know, the everyday man in Pittsburgh. I like the vibe. I like Pittsburgh as a whole. You know, I was staying in a nice hotel and all night I heard two bums literally fist fighting. I like that, you know, high, low. But Jeff said absolutely, because I guess there is a family connection to the people who own the New York Giants. So when the Roonies hear this, I want you to know, you know, my husband, who is a sports psycho, has given the seal of approval that we can absolutely root for the Steelers. So go Steelers, meet you downtown. This Pittsburgh accent is so bizarre. It's just, you know, we're going to go downtown, downtown. It's almost like all of a sudden there's an auditory thing that just turns off and they can't, like they're trying to speak and no words are coming out. Do you know what I mean? Gus Dollars. It's just so funny to me. I can't really pinpoint the accent, except it's insane and I love it. But that's what I love about, you know, I was flying first class, humble brag, on my way back to Atlanta. I had my Steelers hat on. And when I tell you the hardworking folk that you saw in the first class on that Pittsburgh flight, I mean, people were slapping my hand. Let's go Steelers. Like it was a camaraderie, a sports camaraderie I've never seen before. Old men hugging me and like everybody in first class. Okay. And I'm not saying you got to be fancy. I look like an absolute road hard, put away wet sex worker most days I'm getting on a flight. Okay. I'm in a pair of tight spandex. I try and have like one nice, like at least a blazer or a nice jacket on. And then I hide my face in a hat because I'm ragged and weathered. But you know, usually you have like four, you know, finance guys, somebody in a sweater vest. There's always somebody trying to show up and show out in first class. But when I say the entire first class, it was me. And then everybody else had on a Steelers hat, a Steelers jersey, or all the women looked like a little, like they had also done some manual labor in their life. And the three women sitting around me, which I'm like, old money. Here's the thing. You don't see a lot of women in first class. Even now in 2023, I always have to fight some fuckers to get more women in first class. But all the women around me were just like a little weathered. You know what I mean? It looked like they had worked on a riverboat. And they all had this cell phone cover that flipped open that had the credit cards. You know, they all had that soft cover that you're like Aunt Martha has. They all had it. And they were all playing, literally every single one of them, playing Candy Crush on their like iPhone 4. And it just filled me with the light of the Lord. I was like, hell yeah. We got yinzers in first class. Simple folk with a lot of old money. And I love it, dude. I love it. You know what I mean? Hair's a little crunchy. Teeth are a little crispy. I love it. I love it. And there is nothing on this planet that makes me filled with joy than somebody who is unassumingly wealthy. You know what I mean? When you get somebody, some old broad smoking a, you know, a Parliament outside a baggage claim, and you think she's lived a hard life, and she's like, let me tell you something right now. I'm a yinza. I'll meet you downtown. She's like, I come from steel money. I'm mixing New York and yinz. She's like, let me tell you, my family's worth $3.6 billion. See you at the Stalas game. Go Stalas. And you're like, oh yeah, bitch. Because some places like, you know, you roll into, I don't know, say Baltimore. You don't know what you're going to get. But Pittsburgh, you're like, oh, these are just rednecks. And then you find out they have so much money. I mean, it's Vanderbilt, Rothschilds, Carnegie money. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I think there is nothing that brings me more joy than the lady who drives the old truck, who's got the soft leather, worn in leather case for her very old iPhone. And you find out she has more money than like Jeff Bezos. You know what I mean? That just brings me joy. That brings me joy. And not everybody in first class is ever, you know, not everybody up there is wealthy. You know, I'm not saying you got to be rich, rich to be in the front of the bus. All I'm saying is usually if you probably did, I'd say a median income, everyone's comfortable, you know, if they bought the ticket. But everybody around me was just, you know, it was just kind of like everyone was a touch leathered, a touch confused, but fucking wealthy. I could feel it, you know, and everybody was in that little smoking section at the Pittsburgh airport. And that's what I love. I love that. There is nothing that makes me happier than unassuming wealth. Because you know what? I feel like we do live in this day and age. Everybody flaunts their shit. I like to go on vacation, but you know, your girl still's got the Jetta. I paid for that shit. I got that 2015 Jetta and it's, you know, it's my ride or die. And I say it at my shows, I'm a new money bitch. You know, I was at a place where I used to pray to the Lord, Lord, please help me. Help me make some coin. You know, we still pay our taxes. We are not, you know, I ain't got that Steelers money. But I'll tell you what right now, sitting next to this woman, I could just feel it. She was crushing Candy Crush. Then she pulled out a Sudoku. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Out of a non-labeled bag. And then as soon as she was landing, she opened that wallet, that the back of that cell phone cover flipped over and I saw like 10 platinum Amexes and I was like, oh yeah, Gus dollars. You know what I mean? She fucking knows what is good. And that's what I love. And that was the vibe in Pittsburgh. High, low, high, low, high spirits, high giggles, warm hearts, full eyes, full hearts can't lose. But you might get murdered while getting a sandwich. And that is why I love the city of Pittsburgh. And you bet your ass, new Steelers fan. Let's go. Meet you downtown. Listen, how I sleep is one of the most important things. I'm on the road all the time, and I stay in some nice hotels, but I want to still feel like I'm getting that luxury experience at home, even though I've got two French bulldogs in the bed and a giant Italian stallion. This is what I love. The warmer weather is coming. You know, I had to rip those winter sheets off and do a nice little, not even a spring refresh, a summer refresh, baby. And I love a refreshing bedding for warmer weather plus 20% off from Brooke Linen's Memorial Day sale. It is awesome. Brooke Linen is planning to make your long weekend even better with 20% off for their Memorial Day sale coming soon. With all home essentials they're known for and love for will be discounted and just as dreamy for way less. We love that. And if you're a newbie to home upgrades or just looking for a pro tip on where to start with Brooke Linen, check out their best-selling Luxe Sheets. Truly the best sheets I've ever slept on, period, point blank, period. I just ordered some more. We redid the guest bedroom, Brooke Linen all the way. The Luxe Sheets are buttery soft and have a luxurious finish that is great for all types of sleepers. They've also added organic sheets to the mix to give you a more consciously crafted option. We love it. We literally love it. They have bundles for bed, bath, and both, and their experts have assembled exactly what you'll need for a full upgrade or a quick refresh. And Brooke Linen knows our spaces for rituals, routines, and everything we do in private and personal. So they let us customize everything, prints, patterns, weaves, to waves, to weights, to get it right for you. I love Brooke Linen. It's an absolute no-brainer. This is one of my favorite companies. And that's why they've been with the podcast for so long, because their shit is legit. Your Memorial Day sale is coming soon. So shop 20% off in-store or online at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Can't wait until the sale. Visit brooklinen.com today and sign up for emails to be kept up to date on exclusive offers, new products, and much, much more. Again, that's brooklinen.com. I will tell you, I went to PT today, and this has been, you know, I'm learning a lot of life lessons. Let's backtrack and go over some of the life lessons I've learned. One, never judge a book by its cover. Two, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Three, 9 times out of 10, it's not about being right. It's just that everyone's an asshole. And four, I learned that I have such a soft core. Do you guys remember those cookies? And I don't remember what they were called. Shortbread on the outside, perfect Hershey's kiss in the middle. What were the fuck those cookies called? Not, they weren't Keebler Elf cookies, but they were, I think Nestle made them. But that's who I am right now. I am that, the underlying part of the shortbread holding together the outer shell, which is that thick Hershey's kiss in the middle. That's not a great example. I'm a Reese's cup. I'm just soft in the core. And I went to PT today and she said, A, you're doing too much to your body. You're not warming up. You're not cooling down and you have no core. So guess who's doing an ab regimen? Your girl. And so another life lesson I want my younger friends to know, you can do too many years of popping your pussy too hard. And then eventually, if you don't work the other muscles in the body, like the center core, the abductors, the I don't know the name of the muscles because I didn't do well in anatomy. But if you don't have a rock solid core, you can't pop the pussy anymore. So I am on a new physical therapy regimen. We're figuring out what's going on with the back. We think it's just tight muscles. Hopefully it's not a slipped disc. She's going to get an MRI. But what I have learned is you got to take care of the vessel. You got to take a second, pause. And I said, I'm not doing enough to support my physical self on the road. I know I'm tie-tie, but now we got to start doing sit-ups, core work, Pilates, yoga, stretching. If I'm gonna do a show like an athlete, I better start training like an athlete. You heard it here first. She's going to start blading again. That is rollerblading. She's going to start doing the Pilates. I'm in it because I can't feel this way. You know, sometimes it takes God humbling you and making your ass sit in a wheelchair, going all the way across LaGuardia, being pushed by a small, slender Filipino man to really wake up and realize, I got to get my life together. And that's what I'm going to do. We're working on it, and I hope you're working on it too. And everybody's an asshole. Let's get into the voicemails. As always, you can call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. Y'all, I am so excited. We're gearing up towards Radio City. Let me tell you what. I wept. I really walked outside in front of Radio City to see my name out there multiple times. Did the Today Show. My mom came on the Today Show this week. It was so much fun. And what's cool about Radio City is as the dates move, your name moves like around the corner all the way to the front of the building. And I just keep inching closer and closer to the front. And everybody who's bought tickets so far, I am so grateful. And to anybody who's thinking about coming, please come to the show. I want to sell that bitch out. Radio City, June 17th. It's going to be so much freaking fun. But it really has been like an aha, oh my God, I can't believe it moment. And I, like a loser, just kept walking up and down. Walking up and down the road. I wanted to see it at night. I wanted to see it in the morning. It is truly like a dream come true. And I am so grateful for each and every one of you who has been a part of this journey. I'm coming to Boston this weekend, which is going to be fucking insane. One of my favorite cities to perform in. Providence, Rhode Island. Never been there. So y'all better bring the heat. Then I've got two shows in Dallas. I'm going to San Francisco. Got two shows. And then we're going to be hitting it hard in New York. And I can't wait. I am so grateful to everybody who came out to the shows this weekend. I'm just having a blast. And thank you for lifting me up with your support, even when my soft core is letting me down. But let's get into the voicemails. And again, as always, you can call in 800-213-7503.
Hi, Heather. I just want to say I was at your New Jersey show, and it was so amazing. You were so funny. Ray was so funny. Everybody was so, so incredibly nice. So I have an absolutely not and an absolutely yes. My absolutely not is walking out of the venue to find my Uber, my heel getting stuck in the sidewalk, tripping and falling on my ankle and breaking it in two places. So that happened to me right after your show. So that's my absolutely not, because it sucks. And here I am in excruciating pain. But I do want to say absolutely yes to the incredible community that you've built. Absolutely yes to the group of people who saw it happen and made sure I was okay and helped me get into my Uber, which I then had to take to the hospital instead of going home. But absolutely yes, it was so much fun, and seeing all the men and women and, you know, everybody in cheetah print and, you know, just giggling with you was an incredible experience. So thank you, love you, and thanks for coming to Jersey. Hope to see you soon.
I mean, Scarlett took a tumble. Honey, no. Oh, I am so sorry. I'm telling you, occupational hazard. This is what happens when you're in your 30s. You go out for a nice night with the gals. You probably weren't even intoxicated. You know, you're wearing a Jessica Simpson wedge. Next thing you know, you barely crane your neck back to see if your girl Kimberly's made it out the door with a handful of merch. You roll an ankle, you're done. Next thing you know, you got two pins in, you know, in the side. And you're looking at an anesthesiologist on a Friday night saying, is this it? Honey, I am so sorry. Big shout out to everybody who helped our dear friend out. I am so sorry. Thank you for calling in. Scarlett took a tumble. She took one. I feel you. I mean, I'm not even broken. Broken's a whole nother kit and caboodle. Oh, God, what's, you know, and then you got to do the physical therapy and the PT and ice it. What do they say? Is it ice? Is it rice? Rest, ice, cradle, eat. I think that's what that stands for. When you get hurt, I think you're supposed to do rice, rest, ice, cradle, eat, in that order. So you rest the ankle, you ice it, you cradle it in some sort of boot, a sling, whatever. And then you eat your feelings. That is, I believe that is medically, scientifically what you're supposed to do. I am so sorry. I am so incredibly sorry. But I'm glad you got to giggle. And also, I just want to let everybody at like Netflix, Amazon, NBC know that, you know, I don't know if you heard, and I hate that somebody got hurt, but I have such a great, funny, hysterical show that people are actually, in, you know, getting hurt out after, because they're walking out of the theater just cackling, throwing caution to the wind. Just, do you remember that joke? Roll an ankle in a Jessica Simpson wedge. Nothing worse. So while you're in pain, and I am so sorry, and I take no liability for that because that was, you know, outside of the theater, I would like to say, though, this is a great calling card and thing that I can use, you know, for for my sales. So, you know, while you're not doing great, this is actually probably going to help me more. you know, and maybe if I could get you to send in a video from the hospital. Hey, it's your girl. I broke my ankle because I laughed so hard at the show. You should buy Heather's special. Like, that would be helpful. And I know you're in a lot of pain and probably on some painkillers. So maybe, you know, if you could also throw a couple of those in the mail and just like allegedly mail them to me, that would be awesome. No, all jokes aside, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. Dude, I did that once coming out of a concert. Oy, I will never forget. I was leaving. It was a, you know, I used to be a big jam band girl. It was New Year's Eve, like 2008. I was still in college and I went and saw Widespread Panic. And when I say I had a boot that just fucking got stuck in a grate outside of Phillips Arena, or now it's State Farm Arena, Atlanta. And I thought my North Face puffer coat was going to break the fall. It did not. I was in a wrist guard for about a month. It was a hard sprain, not an ankle, a hard sprain. See, this is also the thing. This is a great reminder, and I'm so sorry you got hurt, but it's like, who knew we needed to strengthen the ankles? I have thin ankles. I got to do warm-ups, got to do some leg lifts, get the calves strong. Here we are running around in a wedge, you know, a kitten heel, living la vida loca. And we're not realizing that as we get older, the basic bones, our brittle bones and our core muscles are just atrophying because we sit at a desk all day and look at TikToks. So it is just as important to work on ankle strength, you know, maybe get some light weights for the toes, you know, do some toe curls. Let's get some squeeze balls, some stress balls, work on the hand gripping, the hand-eye coordination. We should be training like we're going to outer space every fucking day of our lives. Again, I am upset that you're hurt. I'm upset I'm hurt. But this was a reminder. This was a healthy reminder that we need to start getting back to basics. But you know, it does warm my heart to hear that the community surrounded you and everybody helped you.
I'm sorry you had to go to the hospital.
You know what I mean? Not great. There's nothing worse. Dude, when I took a tumble, nothing worse. And then you just feel helpless. That's the hardest part. It's like, yeah, you're in pain, but you're more just so annoyed. You're like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, and then you're trying to walk around because you still want to feel like a lady. So you got half a Jessica Simpson wedge on one foot, which is making you 3 feet taller. And then you got that awkward boot on your leg. And everyone's like, hey, Kimberly, you didn't have to come to the 4th of July party. And you're like, I will not miss a summer event. And they're like, but you're in the grass and you're already unstable. And you're like, I love these wedges. And they're like, but there's still blood on it. I thought you hurt the other ankle. And you're like, well, when I fell, blood squirted everywhere. You know what I mean? You're like, I will not miss these fireworks. They're like, how many pills did you take today? You're like, a lot. Give me a fucking White Claw. Like, I get it. I fully get it. I understand what you're going through. You don't want to miss out on anything. But I would say rice, rest, you know, ice, cradle, eat. And then rinse and repeat. I love you. I'm thinking of you. But if you could send me a video and email it to my agents, we could definitely use this to sell the comedy special. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, girl. It's Lexi from Sacramento calling in with an absolutely not. Bear with me while I'm numb the fuck up post-dentist. My absolutely not is, I love our dentists and I love they want to make conversation, but when your hands and all of your instruments and your assistant's hands are in my mouth, how the fuck do I answer you? I don't want to be rude, but like, I can't. So that's my absolutely not. Don't fucking talk to me when I've got shit in my mouth while you're working on me. Love and light. You're the best. Come back to SAC ASAP, girl. Love ya.
I'll tell you, there's nothing more assholey jackassy to do as a medical professional than try and make small talk with me while you've got a drill to my gums. I mean, this is perfect stand-up bait right there. You know? Have you guys noticed? This is how, like, every 1990s comic starts. Have you noticed every time you're at the dentist? They're about to drill your cavities and they're like, hey, so how was that heart attack last week? That I think, and you're like, what? Yeah, it's always that. It's always that. I mean, I had pretty deep conversations with my gynecologist while I am getting that pap smeared. Do you know what I mean? They are smearing it. It's a smear at that point. You know there's a difference between a pap smear and a pap schmear. You know that happens, but it's always a dentist. But shout out to my dentist, Dr. Gurley, who really good at the chit-chat flow. You know what I mean? He asks you a question. Okay, and open. Great. We're going to give you a little water, a little suction. You know, and then you're good. And he's like, so what are you thinking about, you know, doing this summer with all your time off? I'm like, well, Dr. Gurley, you know, I'm planning on being poolside. We'll plan some trips for the fall. That's fantastic. Where are you thinking about going? I'm really looking forward to going back to Italy and Portugal. Never been there before. Awesome. All right. So if you just lean back, I'm going to let me get the other side. And you're like, okay, that's great timing. That is great, proper dentist timing. Big shout out to Dr. Gurley, one of my favorites, the number one dentist in Atlanta, you know? And then you got over here on the other side, you got some jackass asking you questions. You know, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Why do you think the marriage failed? Well, gonna numb your gums. And you're like, what are you doing? And you know, you love the dental hygienist who's in there and she's got that, you know, when they spray you with the water and then you gotta close your lips and suck. I always ask to hold the utensils. I'm like, can I just hold them? I'll suck and blow and wet and dry and suck and wet and at my own speed. You just tell me when. You know what I mean? I feel real choked out when they're shoving that dryer thing in the back of your throat and it's just sucking you out. And then you're too dry. But I'll tell you what, is there anything better than leaving the dentist with a dental goodie bag? I love a new floss. I love a new toothbrush. You know what I mean? A little travel size of new toothpaste gets me wet. I love it. I enjoy the dentist. I enjoy teeth cleanliness. Oh, this is also a quick health PSA that I would like to just throw out to everybody. And I just think this is not me being judgmental. This is just me saying, you know, observing. We, and this is not directed towards any person, just in general, I have noticed, you know, through the TikToks and really talking to humans out and about. Guys, tartar's a real thing. And I've seen some grown adults recently with strong tartar buildup. We got to floss. Even if you don't like to floss, get those little picks that I get. But there is no reason. Like I saw a medical professional, while I was getting just a regular primary care checkup with thick tartar. And I thought, you should know. I mean, I'm constantly kind of rubbing my tongue against my teeth, always afraid that I have some sort of poppy seed in the gum. Corn kernel, you know, I'm always just a little aware about that. But the other day I was literally talking to a medical professional. No one y'all know, was just literally at a routine urgent care. And I said, this medical professional has thick tartar. I feel like that's the number one thing. If your mouth microbiome is fresh, I feel like the rest is going to work. So I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying, everybody today, take a moment, look in the mirror, and if you got white, thick stuff in between the teeth, it's time to floss. That's all I'm saying. Easy breezy. Let's go ahead and just take a look quick. I don't care if you take the tip of your fingertip, your nail bed, a business card, a number two pencil, whatever you got to do. We all just need to keep an eye on the tartar building up. It should not be the only time you get a quick rinse between the two. You know, incisors is at the dentist every 2 years. You know, you don't do that to your pussy. You know, you don't just do a good whore's bath, a deep wet wipe before your pap schmear. So let's all get out and maybe start using the toothpicks a little bit. Okay. Just a friendly PSA reminder. Tartar's disgusting. And I will judge you as a human. All right. Let's get to our last voicemail.
Hey, Heather. It's Katie here. I have an absolutely not for you. My absolutely not is that my husband is making my honeymoon revolve around the Ryder Cup in Rome, Italy this fall. The absolutely yes is I heard you and your Italian stallion really want to attend, and I feel like we'd be best friends, so I'm just really hoping that we run into each other. If you're still unable to find tickets, I will offer you 2 tickets in the place of me and my friend if you'd like to go, but we'd also have to hang out, and I swear we wouldn't creep you out. We'd be really fun, swear. I also think we live in Atlanta, and we have a couple friends in common, so we could discuss that, and a multitude of other things, like eating Jenny Craig in college after coming home from the bars drunk. We have lots of stories for you. But anyway, if you're interested or if you're still going to the Ryder Cup, please hit me up.
Listen, I will be at the Ryder Cup. So ride or die, I plan on being there. Very exciting. If you don't know what the Ryder Cup is, it's basically the Europeans versus the Americans for the men's tour. And it's going to be wild. The Ryder Cup is a time where people get drunk and a little wild and a little frisky. I hear what you're saying, though. I hear the anger in your voice. I understand that you're annoyed. This is your honeymoon and your husband has made it about him and his obsession for golf. And I got to be honest with you. I know my husband listens to every episode of the podcast because he is a stan and we stan him. We love him. We love him. But I too, you know, I'm taking Jeff over for his birthday because it lies right around there, end of September. And I want you to know that there were even moments on our honeymoon where Jeff always, and it's not because he's a selfish person at all. He's just, I think, a little unaware. So honey, if you're listening to this, Jeff very much so will plan what he wants to plan and never thinks about what mama wants to do. And I think this is what's happening right now with your husband. He's excited. I mean, obviously the honeymoon is for both of you, but of course he is excited to experience the Ryder Cup. Now I will say, ma'am, if you're not a big golf fan, this would be the event to go to though, because it's going to be a freaking blast. And it's real, you know, the Americans versus the Europeans and everybody's on a team and you're wearing red, white, and blue and everyone's getting fucked up. It's a good time. I'm very excited to go. I appreciate the pimp out for tickets, but I think I'm actually solid there. Anywho, my point being is you need to dial it in right now and let the husband know, all right, if you're getting 4 days on the golf course at the Ryder Cup, where I'm going to be sweating and thighs will be chafing, you know, hitting the links, I'd like 2 days of wine tasting and maybe a thermal spa. You know, if he tries to get cheap and you're down in the Amalfi Coast and he says, boach $1,200 for the day, you say start a GoFundMe or start selling photos of your butthole or your feet online on OnlyFans, because that's what I'd like to do. Because the Ryder Cup tickets aren't cheap either. See how this works, Mark? You get 4 days, I get 4 days. So I'm passive aggressively using your husband as an example so that when my husband listens to this, he'll understand that we're going to go through the things that Jeff has gotten to do. He went to the Masters. That was for him. He sat ringside at the Rangers game, even though they did not advance in the playoffs. Regardless, that was a cool experience for him. He is going to the Ryder Cup in September. I have asked Jeff repeatedly, where are my Beyonce tickets? Where is the trip planned for me and his son, Raymond, to go to see Beyonce? And he literally was like, well, I don't know when the tickets are. And I said, Google it. Fucking Google it. And then I yelled, you're all assholes. And I walked out. So as much as we do for these guys, they need to start planning for us. Okay? So I don't know what your husband's name is. Let's call him Tom. Tom, I don't know how to let you know, unless you don't want this to be a scandal, you need to make sure that you at least have, you know, one trip to the Gucci outlets for your girl and then a nice spa day. Maybe you're down on the island of, you know, Ischia. You hit the thermal spa. You do a beautiful wine tasting. You buy her a piece of jewelry. And then you can jerk off for 4 days at an Italian golf fest. The days are long. You're not a golf fan. Going to golf tournaments is fun, but it's a lot of walking. It's going to be hotter than hell. And it's a lot of golf. So all I'm saying is be the you today you want to be tomorrow, Tom. But unless you want to come back to the United States divorce, you better plan a couple things for your girl. I believe everything is, it's not tit for tat, but it's a give and take. Again, you got to pick your battles, but you also got to pick your prizes. Wow. Wow. Damn, if that wasn't philosophical. It's not just about picking your battles. We're winning together. We're in the fight for our lives together as a couple. But we're also going to pick our prizes. I love that. Pick your fucking prize. All right, Tom, you want 4 days at the links? You know what you're going to give me? 4 days shopping at the designer outlets. That's what I'd like to do. You get a prize, I get a prize. If we looked at obligations and things that our spouses wanted to do as prizes, wow. Wow, the divorce rate would be down. It would be low. Think about it. All right, I don't want to go to the, you know, I don't want to go to the fucking college football game. That's Jeff's prize. Okay, all right, what's my prize? My prize is going to be I'm getting 3 deep tissue massages next week. Prize. Pick your prize. Open your eyes. Pick your prize. Life shouldn't always have to be a tit for tat and this and that. And well, I did this and I did that. Let's pick our prizes. You get a reward. I get a reward. You get a sweet treat. I get a sweet treat. It's not tit for tat. It's we're supporting one another by engaging in what the other person likes to do, but also saying, you know what? You were a trooper. You came to the Penn State game with me. You know what I'm going to let you do? I'm going to let you hit the outlets hard. And when you try and say, can I get this? And I'm going to say, you don't need it. I'm going to go, is it 30% off and tax-free and VAT tax? Let's go, girl. That's all we want to hear. I can buy my own bags, but I like Jeff to go, that looks good. You need it in both colors. Bam. He says that. Jeff says, you need that in both colors? Dick sucked immediately. At the station where I'm handing in my paperwork with my passport to get the VAT tax, because you know the girl gets that VAT tax. Nothing better. Ooh, those look good on you. You need them in 2 colors. Wink. You know what would look good with that? A silk scarf. Get it. Throw it in there. Because then I know I'm going to be sweating my ass off going on some historical tour with Jeff, even though I've been to Rome 10 times. And I say, Jeff, we've done this tour. We've been to the Vatican. And he's out there with the fucking GoPro in 102 degree heat, making me kiss the ring of the Pope. I'm not even Catholic. Don't trust it. And then on top of that, where's the GoPro footage, Jeff? Why don't y'all all DM him this week? Because in 2017, we went to the Formula One race in Monza, Italy, and Jeff, like a jackass, wore a fedora and a backpack, and he went around and got probably 14 days worth of GoPro footage, and I've yet to see the fucking video. I've yet to see the montage of our happy memories of us together. So all I'm saying is, if there are any guys listening to this, we'll come do your shit gladly. But you also, you know what I mean? Eye on the prize. What's the prize? You know what, babe? I got a little something for you. Doesn't have to be materialistic. It's whatever you know their love language is, whatever's going to fill up that love tank. Eye on the prize. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I know boats are expensive, but every vacation, doesn't matter where I've been, the number one, whenever I tell somebody, go get on a boat. Oh, you got to do a boat. You got to get on the boat. Get on the water. Nobody ever comes back and says, I had a bad time. The seas were too rough. Every single time somebody leans in and splurges for the boat, you know what I mean? Every single time they go, that was the best day. You're welcome. Here to solve the world's problems. Guys, I can't wait to see you in Boston this weekend, then Providence, Rhode Island. As always, you can get your tickets at heatherontour.com. Everything's going to be sold out. You guys got to get them now. And also for anybody who called in and asked about the fall tour, we're going to announce right after Radio City, all the fall tour dates, where we're going to shoot the next special, the dates for that. It's going to be insane. Your mind's going to be blown. I cannot wait. So get excited. And I will see you guys on the road this weekend. Thanks for holding me up. Thanks for encouraging me to, you know, work on my core. And remember, sometimes you just got to tell everybody you're all being assholes. And rice. Rest, ice, cradle, eat. Love you, mean it. I'll see you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Arrivederci, ciao bella. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.